Now, when the people of Israel had crossed over the Jordan, the citizens of Jericho shut up their gates and prepared the city against attack.
I wonder when the Israelites will attack.
Any day now.
Well, we're ready for them. They'll never take Jericho. I ask you, what can they do against walls like ours?
Their army is very large, and that commander of theirs, Joshua, is a pretty good general. Just look at what they did to King Sihon of the Amorites and Og of Bashan.
That rabble! Why, anybody could have beaten them. But it's another thing altogether to attack a strongly fortified city. Why, the Israelites haven't even got any siege engines or battering rams.
Well, maybe they're building some.
Well, look for yourself. You can see the whole of their camp from this turret. Do you see any sign of building?
No, I don't. But wait a minute. Something's going on. There's activity and...
Their army's beginning to march out. Probably starting the attack. Give the alarm.
The Israelites are coming.
What are they up to, anyway?
They're just marching around the city.
That's a funny way to attack. And what's that strange thing they're carrying under those drapes?
Maybe it's a secret weapon of some sort.
Secret weapon? Oh, I know what it is. It's probably that thing they call the Ark of the Covenant. All it is a box with a couple of stone tables in it. They claim their God wrote his laws on them with his own finger.
Well, what about those seven men walking in front? Who are they?
Those must be priests. Hey, listen. There goes the signal for the attack.
No. They're not attacking. They're marching straight on, see?
I've never seen anything like it. They're just marching around the city. And in complete silence.
Except for those trumpets. Well, there they go again.
And now they're heading back to their camp.
Oh, thank goodness.
What does it all mean?
Well, they must have a secret weapon. That's the only explanation.
So the army of Israel and the Ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about at once. And the second day they returned and circled around Jericho again, even as the Lord had commanded.
What are they trying to do? Frighten us into surrender? Now, if so, they're wasting their time.
I'm scared of that God of theirs. Remember what he did to the Egyptian army in the Red Sea?
Yes. I wish they'd attack. Then we'll see who's stronger, their God or our stout walls and sharp swords. They're turning back to their camp again.
Why don't you come and fight, you dogs? Why don't you fight like men?
Now, take it easy. Don't you see that's just what they want us to do? Lose our nerve?
And the children of Israel marched around Jericho once every day for 6 days. On the seventh day, they rose at dawn, and Joshua addressed them, saying,
This day we will march around the city not once, but 7 times. And at the 7th time, when the priests blow their trumpets, you shall shout all together as loud as you can.
We shall shout all together.
And the Lord shall deliver the city into our hands and all that are in it. But when you come to the house of Rahab, to the house with the scarlet cord bound in the window, you shall in no way harm any people that are in the house. For Rahab gave shelter to our 2 spies and saved their lives.
That's right, I was one of them.
So now, with God's help, let us go out and capture Jericho!
And the army of Israel and the Ark of the Covenant, preceded by 7 priests, marched around Jericho 6 times. And at the 7th time, the priests blew their trumpets.
Now, shout as loud as you can!
And when the people shouted with a great shout, the walls of Jericho fell down flat.
has given us the city. Attack!
And the Israelites took the city and utterly destroyed all that was in Jericho. But they spared Rahab and her family, even as had been promised.
Now, burn the city with fire!
And when the flames had consumed the city, Joshua called all the army together and addressed them, saying,
"We have won a great victory! The city of Jericho is no more!"
So the Lord was with Joshua in the battle of Jericho, and his fame spread throughout Canaan.